When you can't decide which entree sounds best to you at a restaurant, you may order a combo platter. When doctors couldn't decide which risk factor was the deadliest, they created a name for this combo platter, metabolic syndrome. Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. While no universally accepted definition of the metabolic syndrome, or MetSyn, exists, various organizations agree, according to the Encyclopedia of Lifestyle Medicine and Health, that MetSyn is diagnosed by a combination of three or more of the following factors. First, visceral obesity, which is excess fat around the abdominal area. Second, hypertension, which is high blood pressure. Third, dyslipidemia, which is elevated bad LDL cholesterol levels and low levels of the good HDL cholesterol. And fourth, altered glucose insulin metabolism. This combination greatly increased risks of morbidity and mortality, particularly related to type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular diseases such as heart attack and stroke. Controllable risk factors leading to development of MetSyn include the accumulation of excess fat, a sedentary lifestyle, and a diet high in the fats that cause plaque to build in the arteries. Therefore, weight loss through healthy eating and increased exercise is recommended as first-line therapy for MetSyn. The International Journal of Obesity found that losing weight not only has an impact on the individual components of MetSyn, but that people diagnosed with MetSyn who lose 10% of their body weight improve to the point that they no longer fit the diagnosis. For more information on this and other health issues, visit krcu.org.